While Arizona doesn't maintain a record of how many minorities are in the design profession here, nationally we know that out of more than 100,000 registered architects, less than 2% are African American. Gary Nelson is the president of the Arizona chapter of the National Organization of Minority Architects. The show's Paige Phelps spoke with him about minority representation and recruitment into design, but first they had a discussion about starchitects.
In case you're not familiar with the term, starchitect is the portmanteau for star architects. It's a fairly new expression, and it refers to the big guys, the Rem Koolhaases of the design world, the Frank Gehrys with his silver undulating buildings. This would even describe, some would say, Frank Lloyd Wright. These are the people, many, many of the men, who create cultural icons, the ones you see on Instagram or take selfies in front of. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of them that are African American. So that's where I wanted to start my conversation with Gary Nelson.
The phrase architects is interesting. They are out there. They just may be not known. Many of us are familiar with Duke's Chapel. Are you familiar that it was designed by an African-American? Jillian Ablin is an African-American architect out of Philadelphia, designed Duke's historic chapel.
Did not know that. But what does that do when you see a building that's important and it's designed by a minority architect? Does that add to your mission?
It adds fuel to the fire because, like myself and many other minority architects, when you're in school, you never see other architects in the history of architecture that look like you. With the one exception is when you learn about the pyramids. That's it. That's the list. But you never see any others. To answer your initial question, the Los Angeles Airport Terminal, that historic building, that was done by an African-American architect. So there are African-American architects that have done some historic buildings and well-renowned buildings, but a lot of people just aren't familiar with African-American architects. And we have a yearly chapter meeting where we show cultural projects and we share them of African-American, Islamic, Jewish, German, Irish, and Native American, because a lot of us are just not familiar with the different architects, star architects of these different cultures.
Let's talk about NOMA. What is NOMA?
It's the Arizona chapter of the National Organization of Minority Architects. Basically, we have three goals. One is to educate members of the community, young members of the community, about the professions of architecture, landscape architecture, interior design, engineering, and construction. Two is for those who are college students. College students, many of them are first generation and in college, and architecture and those other professions are very difficult professions. And so we want to reach out to them and mentor them through those trying times of college. We know what it's like. The third is internally. We support each other. We use the phrase lonely only in our organization. Many of us simply are either the only minority or woman in some of the firms that we work in. And that can sometimes be challenging. Quite frankly, on the flip side, you might be in a setting where people, your coworkers, have never worked with a minority.
Explain it to the rest of us on what that must feel like.
Everybody has that feeling sometime in their life. Talking to you, I would ask you, you would have that feeling when you would be the only woman in the room with all men. And, you know, how do you feel if you go there every day and you're in that situation every day? And that's how a minority would feel in their profession. And if there's questions or there are things being said around you that you may feel that's offensive, who do you talk to about it?
With such a small percentage of minorities in the design profession, What viewpoints are we missing out on? How would that change design if we had more minority voices involved?
I think it would change designs in ways people couldn't even imagine. It would greatly enhance neighborhoods and communities in ways that I'm smiling now because it just brings such a smile to my face. And I'll give you one great example. Depending on how old you are, you might have a certain memory of streetlights. And when they go on, you need to be home. And we also have the memory of the front stoop, I call it, when your concrete stoop. That's where the parents sat and looked at their children. And there's a phrase was called in the African-American community called stooping. And stooping was where the parents would sit and talk and meet with other neighbors while their children were playing in the street and playing around. Well, you have architects and designers who are aware of that culture, African-Americans, Latinos, Asians, or Native Americans, or just people who are familiar with the community. They will make designs of that community based on those cultural importance. If you have a person who's not from the community, they won't think about that when they design. When other cultures and indigenous culture, and you'll see Native American, you'll see Latino culture, Asian culture, other cultures, when you have people of their same culture designing for their community because they have knowledge of the community, you'll see an improvement of the community.
Gary Nelson, president of NoMA Arizona, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.